Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. All we have in Christ is justification unto life. Many people do not know the foundation of this gospel that we preach. That is why they go on suffering, not understanding that God has freely loved them from the foundation of the world. That is what we call imputed righteousness. Righteousness that we receive by faith, by just believing what the Father has said. Because the Father has said that anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Anyone who has faith in the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. It does not matter where you are coming from and where you are going. What matters is how you can comprehend the voice of God in this hour. Receive your righteousness by faith. Receive your grace unto salvation by faith. Receive it as a free gift, and you will see a new life open up for you. In this message, we are going to study how we can escape the voices of condemnation. Those voices that have belittled you over the years before the Father. God wants you to come out from the dungeons of condemnation and come to the place of life. As we go into the studio, I ask that you be attentive. Grab these words of the Lord and run with them into the place of liberty and glory. Amen.
Whosoever is able to behold the Son and believe in the Son will not perish but have eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. This is the great love that God has showered this world with. God wants to restore life back to us. He wants to restore everything that we have ever lost. He's here to give us the fullness of His glory. Hallelujah. These are moments for refreshing. No matter where we are, no matter what we've been through, what we've suffered in our ignorance, the time has come to behold the light of God. behold the light of God, so that we might walk in the paths that lead us to life. In this message, we want to look closely at the free gift of God unto life. You see it? Christ is in our midst today, not to condemn anybody, but he's here to give us life and rest for our souls. We're going to look at fundamental, you know, building blocks. Things that we have long neglected, things that we have forgotten. But these are things that are very important that we understand as Christians. Let us understand what the Father has given us in the Son. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says that all have fallen short of the glory of God. And there is no exception. There is no exception to this rule. If you go to the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Because by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified in his sight. For through the law cometh knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, a righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ unto all them that believe. You see what he's saying here? A new type of righteousness that God is introducing into the world by the appearing of the Lord Jesus. And this righteousness comes by faith through our Lord Jesus. Amen. Verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be propitiation through faith in his blood to show his righteousness, because of the passing over of the sins done aforetime in forbearance of God. Oh, hallelujah. You see it? Why we have suffered and why we have gone through so much hurts and pains over the years is because of that inglorious life we have lived. The Bible says that all have fallen short of the glory of God. You see it? All have fallen short of the glory of God. This is a condition we have all inherited in Adam. You see it? And you see, God is not out here to blame you or to condemn you. But he's here now to restore us back to that glory. He's here to justify us and cause us to come back to the place of exceeding blessings. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Some of us are in the predicament we are in today simply because we are living under the curse. Simply because there is a void, a gap, a separation between us and God in our minds. We have been found unworthy to stand before the glory of God. We have been found unworthy to call God Father. But God is giving us a way out. You see it? Because he has freely justified us, freely, through belief in Christ Jesus. All we need to, you know, to do is to believe in Christ Jesus, to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, and we shall taste of the salvation that many people have been waiting for, people have searched for over the years. Hallelujah. The Bible says, great men, prophets, hallelujah, holy men, holy inquirers, they've gone around the world, combing the length and breadth of the world, seeking the salvation that was to come. They all knew that salvation was coming. They all knew there was a great grace that God was to have unleashed on the whole world. And this grace is seen in the Lord Jesus. All we have to do is to believe, amen, that We have been reconciled. We have been justified by the blood of Jesus. He has died in our place. He has been made sin for us. Oh, hallelujah. That which was meant for us has been put upon him. You see it? The wages of sin is death. You see it? But that death, which was our portion, has been laid upon the flesh of Jesus so that we can be set free. All we need to do is to perceive this grace and confess it with our mouth. Because this grace that we are entering into, this salvation, it comes by confession. You have to first of all believe in your heart. Believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart that he is the Son of God. Believe in your heart that God raised him up from the dead. Believe in your heart that he has carried all your burdens, all your sins, all your trespasses, and walk in that confession, hallelujah, confessing day and night that you are perfect, that you are righteous, hallelujah. It does not matter what your past has been. It does not matter certain habits that you might have today. You might be a drunkard, hallelujah. You may be a prostitute, you may be a homosexual, you may be a thief, a murderer, you may be a pedophile. No matter where you are, no matter what you've done, those things have been blotted out by the blood of Jesus. You see, if you go on suffering, you know, out of a guilty conscience, suffering self-condemnation, it's simply because you have not comprehended the grace that is in our Lord Jesus Christ. You have not been able to behold the Lord Jesus on the cross and understand the mystery of the grace that is in the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We have access now to the glory of God. We have access to the presence of God, not because of who we are or what we are doing or what we did, but simply because he has freely justified us. He has covered us with his blood. And now I can say, Father, you see it? Some people wonder when they see, you know, a sinner or someone who they considered wayward suddenly turning to God and calling God Father. Yes. Because that man has understood the mystery. That man has confessed the Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. That man has received of the grace of all time. The blood of Jesus, the precious blood. This is the thing that will purify us and give us grace day by day. Because no flesh can please God. Oh, hallelujah. God is here to justify us. Amen. You see, the blood of Jesus is something that the prophets and, you know, God, through the testimonies of the Old Testament, has sought to testify, has sought to, you know, prophesy concerning this salvation that was to come. Oh, hallelujah. This is a salvation that has been witnessed by the law and the prophets. Just look back at the Old Testament. Look at the story of the liberation of the children of Israel from Egypt. You see, God used that story, that testimony, to demonstrate that salvation that is going to unleash on all of us in these last days. Amen. We know what happened in Egypt. The children of God were in Egypt suffering bondage. They were under, you know, bonded to Pharaoh and the forces of Pharaoh. And they were in hard servitude, you know, in toil, labor day and night. You see, and things became very unbearable unto them. And they cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard them and sent his word to heal them. The Lord sent Moses as a deliverer to set the people free. Oh, hallelujah. Egypt is a shadow, is a symbolic, you know, pointer to the world, to the dark system of this world, where people are cut off from the love of God. See, and Pharaoh represents the prince of this world, the prince of darkness, that has subjected people into hardships and into pain. Hallelujah. But Christ Jesus is here in the form of Moses to set us free, to cause us to be set free so that we can go back to the place of fruitfulness, where we can find rest for our souls. You see, just like the children of Israel, God wants to take us to the promised land, where there's, you know, a land flowing with milk and honey. He talks of prosperity, he talks of good fruits of the Spirit, where we're going to live in the abundance of peace, in the abundance of joy, in the abundance of faith towards God. Oh, hallelujah. This is what God wants from all of us. And we are asking that we should, you know, hang on to these words of God and believe. At the point that God was to deliver the Israelites from Egypt, there is something he did. God commanded Moses to tell the children of Israel to take blood, you know, from a pure blemished lamb, and, you know, mark the doorposts. That's each of them, the doors of their house had to be marked with blood. You see it? God did, you know, initiated what they call the Passover lamb or the Passover feast. Amen. Hallelujah. So the Passover feast is something that the children of Israel from that moment had to practice on. Now, what did it entail? God said they should kill a lamb, use the blood, and mark their doorposts, because the angel of death was to pass by midnight. And any house where that was not marked with that blood of the lamb, was the firstborn in that house was to die. See, the firstborn in those days was a very, very important child, because all the inheritance and all, you know, the future of the family hinged upon the firstborn. You see, so when the angel of death was to pass at midnight, the angel of death would pass, look on the door. If there was no mark, if the door did not have the blood of a lamb upon it, the firstborn in that house would die. But as long as the angel saw the mark of the blood, you see it, on the doorpost, the angel was to pass over. And that is how the firstborn of Pharaoh and firstborn of the Egyptians were all slain at the night of the Passover. You see it? And the following morning, the children of Israel were set free into the liberty of God. They were set free into the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah! Today we know who that lamp is. The lamp of God is simply Christ Jesus. When John the Baptist saw Jesus from afar off, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold the true lamp that taketh away the sins of the world. The true lamp that erases the sins of the world." You see, that revelation that John the Baptist had from the God was simply a revelation indicating that this is the true lamp that God has reserved for us, for the foundation of the world. You see, all that symbolic gesture of the Passover was simply symbolic pointers to Christ Jesus. You see, all they needed to do was to put the blood of the lamb on their doorpost to be saved. See, even if the Egyptians had heard of this thing and put that blood on their doorpost, the Egyptians too would have been saved. But they would not listen. They would not understand. Oh, hallelujah. God did not go into the houses looking for homosexuals, looking for pedophiles, looking for drunkards, for prostitutes. What he was interested in was seeing the mark of the blood on the house. Hallelujah. And there is no difference in our case today. All that matters for us to pass over from death to life, from bondage to liberty, is simply faith in the blood of Jesus. We have to look up and be able to contemplate the love of God, which surpasses knowledge. Oh, hallelujah. We have to accept this free gift of God. It is not by works. It's simply by faith in the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Eternally speaking, that blood works in our favor. Hallelujah. We have forgiveness of sins. It's a continuous process. Oh, hallelujah. No matter your stumblings, no matter what wrong you think you've done, your sins are covered as long as you believe in the Son and confess the Son. You are justified constantly before the Father. Oh, hallelujah. This is what the Bible calls imputed righteousness. Imputed righteousness. God has given you, He has injected His righteousness into you so that you are righteous. When the Lord sees you, He sees you as righteous because you are covered by the blood of the Lord. The Lord does not see you as a sinner. If you still have condemnation in your heart, it is simply because you have not understood the free gift of God. Let us look at Romans chapter 4. See, the scripture says Abraham believed God. Romans chapter 4 verse 3. Are you there? Abraham believed God. And because of his faith, God accepted him as righteous. I'm reading from the American Standard Version. See, Abraham believed God, and because of his faith, God accepted him as righteous. A person who works is paid wages, but they are not regarded as a gift. They are something that has been earned. But those who depend on faith, not on deeds, and who believe in God, who declares the guilty to be innocent, it is this faith that God takes into account in order to put them right with Himself. This is what David meant when he spoke of righteousness or happiness of the person whom God accepts as righteous, apart from anything that he does. Happy are those whose wrongs are forgiven, whose sins are pardoned. Happy is the man whose sins the Lord will not keep account of. You see, this is David prophesying even long before the coming of the Lord. He's saying, happy is the man whose sins are forgiven. Oh, hallelujah. Whose sins the Lord does not take into consideration. See, God does not see you as a sinner. This is something that cannot be comprehended by the ordinary man. You have to sit down and meditate at this free gift that God is giving us in this hour. He's saying that God does not take into account what you term as sin. You see it? He's confessing here that God is the one that what declares the guilty innocent. We have been guilty of sin. We have been unworthy of the glory of God. But God is here to declare us innocent. He's here to justify us. Oh, hallelujah. He has given us His righteousness. Amen. All we have to do is to believe, just like Abraham believed God, and it was counted to Abraham as righteousness. Abraham is the father of our faith. So we have to believe God. Amen. We have to understand this grace, perceive this grace, believe this grace, and take it. Take what God has freely given to you. Amen. No need of thinking of the past. Just look on the cross of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. It does not matter how deep or how bad you think your sins are. Mark it what you think. Because Christ has descended from heaven. And the Bible says he has descended into the lowest hell, which talks about the depths of darkness, the depths of the ignorance of God, so that he will set all captives free. Everybody's free. Hallelujah. From the least of the greatest shall be set free with this mighty salvation of this grace that God is unleashing on humanity today. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. This grace, this faith is what will be the foundation block for your salvation in the Lord. Amen. This is your starting point. Once you have this faith, it now begins to give you access to the presence of the Father. You see it? I can call God Father today not because of what I do, not because I'm preaching today. It's not because, you know, I did something to a poor person yesterday, or I gave money to a poor person yesterday, or I gave money to a friend yesterday. No. It's simply because he loved me. He has called me righteous. He has called me and he has justified me. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. We have to understand this work of great compassion God is having. Hallelujah. God in us, or rather God in Christ, reconciling the world to him. Hallelujah. Not imputing. And let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Wherefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Behold, they have become new. But all things are of God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and giving us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not reckoning unto them their trespasses, and having committed the word unto us, or committed unto us the word of reconciliation. You see, God in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Amen. He's not looking at you. He doesn't put it, you know, it's not in the mind of God your trespasses, whatever you've done in the past. Amen. All those things God has put aside. Amen. And he has demonstrated his love towards you. Oh, and he has first freely loved us. Amen. God has demonstrated his high level of wisdom by what? Freely loving us first. Amen. He has extended his hand to us to draw us back from the pit of death. So wherever you are now, what you have to do is to confess. Confess I am righteous. Confess that I am perfect. Hallelujah. It is a confession that causes you to walk as a new creation man. Accept the work of the faith by faith. Amen. It is not by going to church. It is not by clapping hands. It is not by, you know, paying tithes. It is by your faith. Your belief in what God has freely given to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ said the same way Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so that all the Israelites who were, you know, dying of snake bites would look at the bronze serpent and were healed. In likewise manner, those of us who are perishing, who are dying in our trespasses, wasting away in this world, all we need to do is to look up by faith at the cross of Jesus. Look up at the work, the eternal work of grace. Hallelujah. Look at Christ, who has been made sin for us, who has taken all our sins upon himself. Eternally speaking, Christ represents that bronze serpent standing out there in the wilderness, so that all of us who are dying and perishing out of condemnation, out of a sinful nature, are justified once more, so that we can call God Father. We can now boldly walk up to the Father. Hallelujah. Let us receive this work by faith. Amen. Let us look up to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Believe him and walk before the Father with boldness. Begin to call God Father. Hallelujah. Because the Father wants you back in his arms. He wants to put you under the shadow of the wings. Amen. Have you seen the cheeks of a hen? How she covers the babies, the chicks, you know, and gives them warmth, protects them and guards them. That's how the Father wants to gather you and encompass you and shower you with his love. Oh, hallelujah. Let us receive the Lord. In Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. Amen. Condemnation is a thing of the past. No need for self condemnation. No need of calling yourself unworthy of the glory of God. In Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. All things are passed away. That old system has passed away. Stepping by faith. You see, stepping by faith and begin to enjoy what God has freely given to you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. No condemnation in Christ Jesus. If you are a witch doctor, if you've killed before, if you've molested somebody before, amen, if you've hurt people before, and you feel somehow that you are not worthy, some people have gone to, they are now on the verge of suicide. Some people have, you know, they've sunk into depression. The time has come to grab what the Lord has freely given to us. Hallelujah. Grab it by faith. Take it by faith. You receive it by faith, and you shall be saved. Amen. Any man that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you need to do is to call upon the name of the Lord and contemplate it. Then the Lord, by his Spirit, will lead you to the place of rest. He will lead you to the place of healing. He will heal every aspect of your life. Hallelujah. Your emotions. Your physical bodies that have been battered by the devil, the Lord will bring healing and restoration to it. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let us look at the story of this woman caught in adultery. The story of the woman caught in adultery, you see, it's a demonstration of the work that Jesus Christ wants to perform in each and every one of us. We have to understand the mind of God. Amen. Don't listen to the voice of men. Don't listen to the beliefs of men. Don't listen to the voices of men that draw people into greater condemnation. Just believe the voice of Christ Jesus that is here to justify you unto, you know, salvation. He's here to heal you. Amen. He's here to justify you and to give you life abundantly. He's not in our midst to condemn anybody. Hallelujah. This is a woman that was caught in adultery. And of course, the scribes and the Pharisees, you see, they caught the woman in the act and brought her to Jesus. And you know, the laws of old required that women caught in adultery had to be stoned to death. You see it? But Jesus Christ demonstrated heavenly wisdom. He demonstrated the mind of the Father in this particular instance. Amen. Hallelujah. You see, the people brought forth the laws of Moses, the letters of Moses, and they told Jesus, that the law of Moses says this woman should be stoned. So they were out there ready to stone this lady to death. Then Jesus Christ said, if any of you is without sin, let him stone this woman. Let him be the first person to stone this woman. And Jesus Christ stooped down and began to write on the earth. He began to write on the ground. You see, and as he was writing on the ground, the people who were there condemning her, about to stone her to death, the numbers started to what? To reduce. They started to go away until they were no more. You see, when Jesus had finished writing on the ground, he stood up and asked the woman, where are your accusers? Where are those who were about to stone you to death for adultery? You see it? And the woman said, they are gone. You see, let us read it in John chapter 8, verse 10. And Jesus lifted up himself and said unto her, woman, where are they? Did no man condemn thee? And he said, no. She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Go thy way. Hallelujah. Henceforth, sin no more. Again, therefore, the Lord spake unto her, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. See it? While Jesus Christ wrote on the earth, those people who were there, those voices of condemnation, who were trying to condemn this woman to death, saying that she was not worthy to live, they all diminished until they were no more. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord is writing his laws in our hearts today by his Spirit. Amen. All we have to do is to submit to the Lord. Hallelujah. All we have to do is submit to the truth. Amen. It does not matter what people say we are, what people think we are. It does not matter our past. It does not matter what we think of ourselves. What matters is what God thinks of you. Amen. Hallelujah. And God does not see you as an adulteress. God does not see you as a sinner. What God sees in you is the seed of Christ. Amen. He sees the image of God in you. Amen. He sees a son in you who has strayed away from the light. And he's here to restore that son. Amen. He's here to dispel the voices of condemnation. Because Christ does not condemn. Neither do I condemn you. In Christ there is no condemnation, but there is life. There is exaltation into life. Oh, hallelujah. There is refreshing unto new life. Amen. So let us receive this work of God. Let the adulterous woman, let us submit to the Lord and let the Lord start a work in us. And he will make us whole. Amen. Hallelujah. He will make us whole. The wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. It's only through Christ Jesus that we can be saved. It's only through Christ that we can actually find the way to salvation. He is the light of the world. Revealing truths. Revealing the Father as he is. He reveals the mind of God. Amen. He reveals the way the Lord thinks. Amen. Before now, people have looked at God as somebody who is waiting to just punish you. It's someone who is there to cast you into fire and to destroy you forever. You see, all these are concepts that have been cooked up by the minds of men who live in condemnation, who walk in darkness. They've cooked up all kinds of images of God. Amen. Because of the condemnation in their hearts. Amen. Just like Adam. Adam hid himself from God and started to look at God as an enemy. You see it? All of us before now have looked at God as an enemy. We've looked at God as a destroyer. Somebody who is here to just destroy us. Somebody who is waiting to catch you, to see that you fall into error and he punishes you. But God is not like that. Amen. That is a totally, false image and impression of the living God. Jesus Christ has brought to light the true mind of God. And the true mind of God is that all men should be saved. All men should come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. all men should be gathered to knowing the love of God, to knowing that God is your Father, amen, to knowing that He's your God, just the same way that He's the God and Father of Jesus, so is He God and Father to you. That is why after the resurrection of Jesus, Jesus Christ says, go to your God and my God. Go to your Father and my Father. Amen. The same person that glorified Jesus is the same person that is seeking to glorify you. All we have to do is to believe, receive the free gift of righteousness. Amen. By faith, let us apply the blood of the Lamb to the doorpost of our hearts. Amen. By faith, let us look unto the bronze serpent in the wilderness, which is Christ. Let us contemplate the love of God that we have forgiven. Amen. Let us day and night meditate on the love of God. Day and night meditate on that justification we have had. Amen. He has freely justified us. Amen. Because we have believed Him, we enter into glory. Salvation comes by your confession. Start to confess wherever you are now. Amen. Start to confess this free gift of God. Start to confess that you are a child of God. If you are on your sickbed as you listen to this message, stir yourself up and say, Father, if you have not spoken this word before, if you have not called God Father before, call Him Father right now and communicate with Him. Speak to Him. He is your Father. Oh, hallelujah. He is your eternal Father. Speak to Him. Amen. Be heard of Him. Call Him because He has called you. He has called all of us through the Lord Jesus. For God so loved the world. He has demonstrated His nature of love. And in Him there is no shadow of turning. There is no variableness. God does not come out there looking at your stumblings in the flesh. You see it? God does not expect anything better from a man who lives in the flesh. That is why Jesus Christ Himself had to come down to taste of what it means to dwell in the flesh. And Jesus Christ now understands the temptations. You see, God understands the temptations, the weaknesses of the flesh. He understands, you know, the futility of the flesh. He too was tempted. He knows the pressures of possessing a flesh body. So God is not blaming you. He's here rather to strengthen you. He's here to give you intelligence, wisdom, and to gather you from the extremities of the earth where you are perishing. Amen. He's not happy to see you in that condition. He wants to bring you up. Amen. So let us confess. Believe the testimony. Amen. Believe the working of the cross. Believe that our sins have been laid upon Him, the sacrificial lamb, that He has freely justified us. He has taken our sins and our infirmities and begin to turn back and begin to face your Father. Because the further and further away you go from your Father, the further and further you go away from the source of your life, from the source of your joy. Amen. If you are suffering depression today, if you are suffering some kind of, you know, ailment, sickness, disease, whatever today, it's simply because of our separation from God. We have been separated from the life wire, the source of our life. Amen. Hallelujah. But we have to come back. Come back to the glory of God. Come back to that place of light. Come back to that place of understanding. Amen. Come back to the knowledge of whom you are before the Father. Hallelujah. Confess it. Receive the free gift of righteousness unto life. With the heart, you believe, and with the mouth, you confess. For the just shall live by his faith. Amen.